Amen. Amen. How many know right there in your very homes that the presence of the Lord is there with you? There's just a few of us here in the church abiding by the rules and guidelines that have been given to us. But we want to bring Christ this day into your homes. Right there where you're at, whether it's your bedroom, your living room, you might even be on the front porch, back porch, in your car. We want to welcome you here this beautiful day through Facebook Live, amen. Doing things a different way, amen. Things change, but there's something that don't change, and that is the Lord. He's the same God of yesterday, today, and forevermore, and He's still in control. And I'm excited here this morning, for I know that the Lord has given me a word to impart within your lives. It blesses me to see Lalo, once an ex-drug addict, gang member, running through the streets of the south side of Milwaukee, now being transformed by the power of God. So grateful that him, along with his wife, Selena, that I've known her since she was 4 years old, there in Victory Outreach, Selena's. Amen. It's just an honor to have him here this day. And there's just a couple people in the church right now, but I said, you're my guests, and you guys can stay there in the front row. Amen. Privileged here this day. Amen. So privileged here this day. I pray that everyone follow the instructions that have been given through the announcements as Pastor Felipe shared. Amen. Through the way we're going to be doing things for this season until this season passes over. Amen. As we get into the word here this day, we're on a series on a time to build, a time to build. And the title of this morning's message is A Time to Build the Inner Temple of the Lord. A time to build the inner temple of the Lord. I want to open up here this morning in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 6. I know when all of y'all would be in church, you would get all the scriptures on the screens as you're seeing right now through your phone there in your living room. But I would challenge you now, you can still go to your phone and get scriptures, but that maybe you would pull that Bible out once again. Amen. Pull out a notepad, a pen, and take notes. For I truly believe the Lord is going to speak here this morning. And I believe it's so important that we should write it down. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, a very familiar scripture. And the Bible reads, I am certain, not kind of certain, but here Paul says, I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We love you. Give you all the glory and all the honor. We thank you for this awesome opportunity, Lord, to be able to hear your word, to be able to be in your presence, and to be able to receive instructions coming straight from your throne, straight from your word, Lord. We take it not lightly here this day. I ask that you move me to the side. Holy Spirit, we give you permission to take over. For the few that are here in the church temple, and for all of those via Facebook that are in their living rooms, Holy Spirit, that you take over. And that you start bringing those adjustments and those changes and those shifts within the inner temple of your people. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, we love you, and we all say in one accord, amen. I want to read that scripture over again. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, Paul speaking, and scripture reads, "And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you," key word, within you, "will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns." It is important here this day that you and I know where the good work of the Lord started within our lives. It is important. We need to know where the good work of the Lord started. Scripture says that it started within your life. It started within your life. When I was in Victory Outreach Salinas, in the rehab, in the church temple, something was moving and happening within my life. I couldn't explain it. I got out of the state penitentiary on a Saturday. I was in church on a Sunday morning, on the last row, on parole, with a pack of smokes in my pocket. And as the praise and worship began, I didn't know it then, but it was the presence of the Lord would start to fall upon the temple of God. And then the preaching started. And all of a sudden, I didn't know it then, but it was my faith that the Lord had given me was starting to be stirred. Something started to happen within my life. It wasn't so much what I was seeing, but it was based on what I was feeling that was taking place within my life. I didn't know it then, but it was the person of the Holy Spirit going to work and starting a good work within my life. And I believe here this day, this beautiful Sunday morning, though everything that is taking place, there's a stirring right now in your living room taking place that you can't explain. You're not even at the church temple, and yet something is taking place right there in your very living room. God is stirring you. He's moving you. Something is taking place. Maybe you're on Facebook for the very first time and you're trying to figure out what's happening within your life. My friend, I want to let you know that it is the work of the person of the Holy Spirit starting a good work within your life. It's important that we know in these times that we're living, where this good work of God started within your life and within my life. I would love to say that it started in the temple of Victory Outreach Salinas. But the good work of the person of the Holy Spirit, the work of God started while I was still going by the number 826577. I was in a prison cell when God would start ministering to me. It didn't happen in the church house, in the church temple. The visitation of the person of the Holy Spirit, the good work of God, started within me while I was still in prison. Because there's nothing that can stop the days that we're living in, not even the coronavirus, the work of the person of the Holy Spirit within your life. And if you're within your living room here this day, that's a good place to say amen. That's a good place to say hallelujah. And I believe some of you are already broken in your living room. And I believe there's some backsliders right now that are listening to me right now on Facebook. You haven't seen me in a while, but here I am. Still preaching behind the pulpit. Still being used of God. Because the good work that started within my life over 22 years ago, it's still working. God's still working in my life. I'm still feeling the movement of the person of the Holy Spirit within my life 22 years later, because the work of God that first started within my life was so great that it's still moving in my life 22 years later. The Bible says that the Lord loves the backslider. I want to use the coronavirus here this day for God's glory and God's honor and the building of His kingdom. I want to be able to use fear here this day within your lives to draw you back to the presence of God, back to where He can pick up where He left off working a good work within your life. And I believe some of you are now in position. And knowing the changes that need to be made within your life, it's important that we not only know where the good work of God started within our lives, which was in the beginning, but it's important to know that Scripture in Philippians 1:6 also says that He's going to continue. He's going to continue His work until it is finally finished. It's important to know here this day that the good work of God, but they not only start within your life, but that the work of God is going to finish working in your life. No matter how many years you've been saved, how many can testify that God's still working. In the ups and the downs, God's still working. He's not limited. He can't be stopped. Because He promises you and I that the good work that He has started within your life, that He will finish it. Amen? That's a promise from God. The enemy has demonstrated his power through this coronavirus. He has demonstrated his power to the point of shutting down not only all Victor Avery's churches all around the world internationally, but every other denomination out there, every other church is closed through this coronavirus that's taking place right now. The enemy is allowing us to know that He is real. You don't have to be under addiction to know He's real. You can be a man of God, a woman of God here this day. On top of the hilltop, doing good. And we need to know that the enemy is real. and that there is an attack on the church right now. But we have a promise from the Lord through the words of Paul that the good work that the Lord has started within our lives, He will finish it. It's in the hands of the Lord. The enemy has been successful in shutting down the physical church. I want everybody paying close attention. I have good news for you here this day. And I'm not going to keep you too long, amen? It's not going to be a long message, amen? Some of you are in your living rooms and said, Pastor, I remember when I was going to your church, you said that 2 years ago. You always go long because I'm long-winded for Jesus. The enemy has been successful in shutting down the physical church, the one you see behind me. He's been successful. But I want you to tell your neighbor there, whoever's there with you in the living room, watching here this morning, if you're by yourself, tell yourself then. Tell your neighbor there is a greater temple of more importance taking place here this day that has not and will never be shut down. And this second temple that I want to speak about is you and I, the true living temple that the Lord desires to abide in, to live in, to be in. Not just on a Sunday morning, on a Friday night, but every day of the week, every day of the month, every day of the year, every second of every day. The Lord is concerned about our temple. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, the Bible reads, "Don't you realize that all of you, not just some of you, but all of you together, are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God lives in you?" I'm going to read it one more time, amen? We're now speaking about the temple, the true church, you and I. And I believe the true church is in the living room right now, in your bedroom, in your car, on Facebook. It's not this building, but it's you that the Lord is concerned about. Don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God lives in you? The Spirit of God lives in you. Remember, for Philippians chapter 1, verse 6 said that God started a good work. Where was the location that He did it? In you. Where is He going to finish the work? In you. Tells me it had to be, He could finish the work in your living room. He could finish that work in your bedroom, in the car you're in right now. Because He has a promise for all of us. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God lives in you? Now, this physical temple has been shut down for a time until further notice. All around the world. But this virus, this coronavirus, cannot shut down what the Lord has started in your life. And that's why he's at work in your living room right now, in your heart right now, in your car right now. He's at work. Because the coronavirus is not capable of stopping the good work that the Lord has started within your life. Being a full-blown heroin addict couldn't stop the work of Jesus within my life. Many years and years and years in prison in the state of California could not stop the work that Jesus started in my life. 15 ODs couldn't stop the good work that the Lord started within my life. The good work that the Lord is doing in your life cannot even be stopped by our president, Mr. Trump. President Trump cannot stop what's taking place right now in your living room, right now in your heart, right now within your thinking, because the person of the Holy Spirit cannot be stopped. No matter what's taking place. And I believe that's the good news to the church of today, the physical church that has been shut down. I just believe that the true church is rising up right now within these times. I believe I see your front door to your house being opened up. I see the person of the Holy Spirit walking in. I see angels of God right now walking in to your address, to the true temple, which is you. I see things taking place the way God would want it. And that's in your life. At the place in where you live. My true place where God abides is within my life. And the place that he abides within my life is not in the church building, but the place that he uses to have access to abide in my life is in my little humble office where I spend hours with the Lord on a daily basis. And the good news is I can come in there and sweat straight up God. That's not so much concerned on how I look on the outside, but is more concerned on what I look like on the inside. Remember the title of the message, The Time to Build the Inner Temple of the Lord. Today, what is of greatest importance unto the Lord is that he can continue to work within your life to get you to a place to work through your life like he's working through my life right now. All around the world right now. Who knows, this message might end up in Africa somewhere by the end of the day. I know I was born and raised in Texas, and I have a lot of Facebook friends that I went to high school with that knew how messed up I was, even though I was the principal's son. That for the very first time are watching me preach the gospel. How many know that you and I are the true temple of God? That not even death can stop the good work that the Lord has started within your life. Not even death can stop it. We know that Scripture says to be alive is to be with Christ, and to die is to be with Christ. Nothing can stop. There's no excuses here this great Sunday morning that I believe with all my heart that the Lord is speaking into your hearts, and you're being stirred. You're being reminded that He ain't done yet. And there's still something so much greater. And what He wants to do, not only in your life, but through your life. He saved you, my friend, with purpose in mind. Nothing can stop the person of the Holy Spirit here this day to continue the work within your life. I'm going to finish by reading a short story in the Bible. I'm not going to break down the story, though. In dealing with the Samaritan woman that was there at the well, there's a few key words in there you got to be listening for, because I'm not going to break it down for you. Amen? But I believe if you've been listening this far, that you'll get what the Spirit of the Lord is wanting to say to the church. And in the book of John, chapter 4, verse 19 through 26, as you turn your Bibles there, I give you a moment there, amen. I see you writing down John chapter 4, verse 19 through 26, preaching out of the NLT translation. And the Bible reads, this is the woman speaking. The Lord has just pulled her covers, amen. He had just read her life in the verses before verse 19. How many know that the Lord is pulling some of your covers right now, right there in your very own living room with His truth that is able to set the captive free? Free indeed. And the Bible reads, the woman responds, "Sir," the woman said, "you must be a prophet. So tell me, why is it that you Jews insist that Jerusalem is the only place of worship?" See, a lot of people are thinking today that this church is the only place of worship. "So tell me, why is it that you Jews insist that Jerusalem is the only place of worship, while we Samaritans claim it is here at Mount Gerizim?" She's saying, you claim your place of worship is in Jerusalem. Us Samaritans claim our place of worship is here at the Mount Gerizim, where our ancestors worship. Jesus replied. Now Jesus speaking, listen up. It was the wisdom of a woman, and her covers had just been pulled. The words of Jesus here in verse 21 are key and important. Jesus replied, "Believe me, dear woman, the time is coming." I believe the time is now. The time is here. The time is coming when it will no longer matter whether you worship the Father on this mountain or Jerusalem. Key words there, listen, follow. You Samaritans know very little about the one you worship, while we Jews know all about him, for salvation comes through the Jews. But the time is coming. Indeed, it's here now. When true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, the Father is looking for those who will worship him that way. For God is spirit, so those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman said, I know the Messiah is coming, the one who is called Christ. When he comes, this is how much did he know who she was worshiping. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. Then Jesus told her, telling you and I am the Messiah. The true temple that the Lord is working in is not at some address, some location. Jesus said it was not even in Jerusalem. But in you and I here this day, that's the true address. Right there in your living room. Right there in your very heart. I believe God is bringing back in remembrance the good work that he started within your life. And how good he's been to you. Not only then, but now. He's never left you, for his word says that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. There's times that we get caught up in what's taking place in this end time world, and we forget about the good work that the Lord started within our lives, that he promises you and I that he wants to finish. Even if it's right there in your living room, in your bedroom, in your car. Yes, right there where you're at. Some of you are saying, Pastor, why are you looking at me like that? Because I can. I'm your daddy. Some of you are looking away from your Facebook where I won't look at you. But I want to let you know that it's not me, but it is the Lord looking at you right now. And yes, just like he did the Samaritan woman, he might be pulling your covers, but he's pulling your covers to bring you a truth. And that is that he still loves you. After this story, the disciples came and tripped out why Jesus would be talking to a Samaritan, or less a Samaritan woman. Jesus right now is speaking to you. And he's given you a promise in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. That promise was strong enough to get addiction out of your life, to get your life back, to get you a job, to get you the living room that you're in. Because some of you were homeless like I was, running the streets, not even having an address. But there you sit in the comfort of your living room with the heater on. Some of you are in your shorts. Some of you, I would have to say, the majority of you are you in pajamas. Some of you have your legs all curled up in the couch. You're all comfy. And I'm okay with that. Just don't get so comfortable where you start eating popcorn while I'm preaching. But I believe some of you are going to really be ready for next Friday, next Sunday, Bibles, notepads, because the Lord is speaking right now. And I believe when this all blows over, that the church is going to be stronger than ever before, because the Lord is going to the true temple, and that's you. And that's at your home address, not the church address, but your home address that he is concerned about. I always say it's your family that makes up the church. So I believe the families, marriages, children are going to be strengthened, and that it's going to backfire on the enemy and shutting down the physical churches. So it's going to give time now for the person of the Holy Spirit to work in your life and to continue to do a good work in your life. And I believe the Lord is preparing you and I, because he wants to get you and I to a place to be able to worship him in spirit and in truth. Whether you're at a job site, a living room, a car, he wants to get you ready. Because times ain't hard yet. They're going to get worse. And he wants to build up the true inner man the Bible speaks of, to prepare us to be able to worship him at any place, every place, any day, any time of the day. And no matter how bad the times get and the news gets, he is looking for true worshipers that will still be able to worship him in spirit and in truth. This is what the Lord is doing right now. I told a few of our leadership that this is just going to take our church to another level, because I could never speak and get recorded. I'm nervous about that. That's the old-fashioned part about me. But before this is over, by next week, the sounds, we're going to buy every little thing needed to take it to another level, to have full praise and worship before the preaching starts. Amen. We're going to buy cameras in the church, and we're going to get ready so when this blows over and you've learned how to get to Jesus at your house on one-on-one, and that you can be assured and know that he's continually working a good work within your life, so you're going to be biting at the bit waiting for these church doors to be opened up again. And when you come, there's going to be cameras. We're going to be at another level. Jesus is going to do a greater work right there at your home address, not the church address. And at this time, I'm going to make an altar call right there in your living room, right there in your car, right there in your bedroom, as the worship team makes their way up, please. Love it. You just want to sing lightly in the background of the keyboard, whatever you feel. When's the last time you made an altar call in your living room? When's the last time you worshiped the Lord in your house? I give advice to you here this day. There's a CD, got CD, DVD. It's an old player that runs continually within my office. Never stops playing. Have Spanish worship, English worship. And it just, there's always a worship taking place in my house. I give that instruction to all the leadership that when you leave to work and your house is unattended, to leave the worship at night, you know, lower the volume if you have to, allow the name of Jesus to be repeated over and over through your house. And I believe the Lord is looking to the true inner temple here this day that He died for. You are the church. We are the church. The many parts that make up His body. And He is the head. He is the Christ. And He is in control. All we need to do is believe in His word. And to do what it takes to get back. To be able to worship Him in spirit and in truth. No matter what's taking place within your house, with your spouse, with your children. Remember, nothing. The coronavirus, nothing can stop the good work that the Lord has started within your life. And here this day, we're going to worship the Lord. If you're there in your living room and you want to stand and you want to start worshiping Him, this is the time to do it. If you want to go to your knees right now and you want to repent before the Lord that has been good to you, that has started a good work that you know it was good, and you want to get back to that place of true worship and be able to praise the Lord no matter what's taking place, He's waiting on you here this morning to ask Him in, to abide in Him, for He may abide in you and finish the good work that He has started. However you want to worship the Lord, love, Bianca. Tell Him to feel you right there where you're at. Some of you need a fan, the flame within your life, the fire back.